Welcome to Zikhu Dafsi Mani Ram Goldar and there Mizakas Baba Basra Dav Chav Ches. The beginning of the third parak, Cheskas Abatim. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the third parak begins, Cheskas Abatim, regarding establishing a chazaka of houses, or various water pits, dovecotes, bathhouses, all presses, irrigated fields, and slaves, Makoshu Osa Peros Tadir, and any property which continually produces a benefit. Cheskas and Sholosh Shanim Yomu Yom, their chazaka is established by using them unchallenged for 3 years from day to day, after which the new occupant can claim he owns the property without providing documentation. The chazaka of a stehabal, a field watered by rain, which produces seasonally and not continually, is 3 years but not complete years. Rishmo says it's established within 3 months at the end of the first year, the entire second year, and 3 months at the beginning of the third year, for a total of 18 months. Bekiva only requires 1 month before and after the middle year, totaling 14 months. Rabbi Yishmael concludes that this applies to a grain field. But regarding a field of various trees which ripen at different times, as soon as he gathers the wine produced by the vines, picks the olives, and gathers the dried figs, it qualifies as a three-year chazaka. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shemati Mahochi Usha, I heard from those sages who went to Usha that they would explain the source for a three-year chazaka, Meshor Hamuad. It's derived from a Muad ox, just as with Shor Muad, after it gores three times, Nafakle Mecheskas Tam, Bekamli Mecheskas Muad, it leaves the former status as a Tam and establishes a status as a Muad, so too with regard to property. Kaven de Achlet Chashnin, once the occupant uses it for 3 years, Nafakle Meshus Mocher, Bekamle Meshus Hokeach, it leaves the seller's possession and stands in the buyer's possession. Although the owner of a Shor Muad does not pay full damages until the fourth goring, despite being a Muad after three gorings, that's only because there's no damage to be paid. But this occupant takes possession of the property immediately after 3 years. Although the property is assumed his after occupying it for 3 years, he still must explain how it became his, for example, through a purchase, because the chazaka merely supports the claim he makes. And point number three, the Gemara asks, if chazaka properties is derived from Shor Muad, then according to Rabbi Meir, who holds an ox becomes a Muad even if Kirov Negikosav, it gored three times close together on a single day, then one should establish a chazaka if he ate three fruit on a single day, such as figs. Rashi explains that figs do not ripen all at once, so if he ate three figs when they ripened at different times of the day, they should constitute three crops. The Gemara answers that the respective gorings do not exist at the same time, so they're considered three separate gorings, whereas these figs all existed together, although they ripen separately, and are not considered separate crops. The Gemara ultimately asks that one should establish a chazaka by harvesting three full aspasa crops, a plant for animal fodder, over 3 months. The Gemara concludes that the Hochei Usha, or Rabbi Shmuel, who allows chazaka to be established in less than 3 years regarding a stay of ball, and would agree to an aspasa chazaka in 3 months. The Gemara will continue to seek a source for chazaka according to the Rabbanan, who require 3 full years. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The third parak begins, Cheskas Abatim, regarding establishing a chazaka of houses, or various water pits, dovecotes, bathhouses, all press, irrigated fields, and slaves, Fakoshu Osaperos Dadir, and any property which continuously produces benefit. Cheskasan Sholoshanim Binyom Yom, their chazaka is established by using them unchallenged for 3 years from day to day, after which the new occupant can claim he owns the property without providing documentation. The chazaka of a stehabal, a field watered by rain, which produces seasonally and not continually, is 3 years but not complete years. Rishmo says it's established within 3 months at the end of the first year, the entire second year, and 3 months at the beginning of the third year, for a total of 18 months. Bekiva only requires 1 month before and after the middle year, totaling 14 months. Rabbi Yishmael concludes that this applies to a grain field. But regarding a field of various trees which ripen at different times, as soon as he gathers the wine produced by the vines, picks the olives, and gathers the dried figs, it qualifies as a three-year chazaka. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shemati Mahochi Usha, I heard from those sages who went to Usha that they would explain the source for a three-year chazaka, Meshor Hamuad. It's derived from a Muad ox, just as with Shor Muad, after it gores three times, Nafakle Mecheskas Tam, Bekamli Mecheskas Muad, it leaves the former status as a Tam and establishes a status as a Muad, so too with regard to property. Kaven de Achlet Chashnin, once the occupant uses it for 3 years, Nafakle Meshus Mocher, Bekamle Meshus Hokeach, it leaves the seller's possession and stands in the buyer's possession. Although the owner of a Shor Muad does not pay full damages until the fourth goring, despite being a Muad after three gorings, that's only because there's no damage to be paid. But this occupant takes possession of the property immediately after 3 years. Although the property is assumed his after occupying it for 3 years, he still must explain how it became his, for example, through a purchase, because the chazaka merely supports the claim he makes. And point number three, the Gemara asks, if chazaka properties is derived from shor muad, then according to Rabbi Meir, who holds an ox becomes a muad even if kirov negikosav, it gored three times close together on a single day, then one should establish a chazaka if he ate three fruit on a single day, such as figs. Rashi explains that figs do not ripen all at once, so if he ate three figs when they ripened at different times of the day, they should constitute three crops. The Gemara answers that the respective gorings do not exist at the same time, so they're considered three separate gorings, whereas these figs all existed together, although they ripen separately, and are not considered separate crops. The Gemara ultimately asks that one should establish a chazaka by harvesting three full aspasa crops, a plant for animal fodder, over 3 months. The Gemara concludes that the Hoche Usha, or Rabbi Shmuel, who allows chazaka to be established in less than 3 years regarding a stay of Baal, and would agree to an aspasa chazaka in 3 months. The Gemara will continue to seek a source for chazaka according to the Rabbanan, who require 3 full years. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chav Ches, and our standard Siman is a strong man, Koach, a strong man. So here goes. The strong man who spent 3 years working the field he bought, establishing a chazaka, and was visited by travelers from Ushu who told him that he reminded them of a goring cow who becomes a muad after 3 times. Watch his neighbor make a quick chazaka in 3 months with 3 gross of aspasta for animal fodder. Once again, some motion. The strong man, that must be more Daf Chav Ches, Koach. The strong man who spent 3 years working the field he bought, establishing a chazaka, which reminds us, the third parak begins, Cheskas Abatim, regarding establishing a chazaka of houses, or various water pits, dovecotes, bathhouses, all presses, irrigated fields, and slaves, Bakoshu Osu Peros Tadir, and any property which continuously produces benefit. Cheskas and Shaloshanim Yom Yom, their chazaka is established by using them unchallenged for 3 years from day to day, after which the new occupant can claim he owns the property without providing documentation. So the strong man who spent 3 years working the field he bought, establishing a chazaka, and was visited by travelers from Ushu who told him that he reminded them of a goring cow who becomes a muad after 3 times, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shemati Mahoche Usha, I heard from those sages who went to Usha that they would explain the source for 3-year chazaka, Mishor Hamuad. It's derived from a muad ox. Just as with a shor muad, after it gores 3 times, Nafka Mecheskas Tam, Bekamwe Becheskas Muad, it leaves the former status as a tam and establishes a status as a muad. So too with regard to property, Kevin de Achlet Lashnin, once the occupant uses it for 3 years, Nafka Mershus Moicher, Bekamwe Mershus Lokeach, it leaves the seller's possession and stands in the buyer's possession. So the strong man who spent 3 years working the field he bought, establishing a chazaka, and was visited by travelers from Ushu who told him that he reminded them of a goring cow who becomes a muad after 3 times, watch his neighbor make a quick chazak in 3 months with 3 gross of aspasta for animal fodder. Which reminds us, the Gemara ultimately asks that one should establish a chazak by harvesting 3 full aspasta crops, a plant for animal fodder, over 3 months. The Gemara concludes that the Hoche Usha are Rebbe Yishmael, who allows chazak to be established in less than 3 years regarding a stay of Baal, and would agree to an aspasta chazaka in 3 months. So once again, the strong man who spent 3 years working the field he bought, establishing a chazaka, and was visited by travelers from Ushu who told him that he reminded them of a goring cow who becomes a muad after 3 times, watch his neighbor make a quick chazaka in 3 months with 3 gross of aspasta for animal fodder. All right, so now it's time for 4 Balabach Chazar. Daf Chav Dalad. So the similar Daf Chav Dalad is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The huge sculpture of a glass pitcher, that must be more on Daf Chav Dalad. Cud. The huge sculpture of a glass pitcher of blood titled When Robu Matsui, No One Says Karov, which reminds us Abai presents a mission to prove Rabbi Chanina's ruling that Rov overrides Karov. Dam Shanimsa Beprozor, blood was found in the canal of a woman's body. Sveiko Tame, its unknown status is ruled definitely Tame, meaning she's definitely Anita, Shechezkasu Mina Makor, because it's assumed to have originated from the uterus and not the Aliyah, the upper chamber, despite the fact that the Aliyah is physically closer to the Prozor. Rava answers Robu Matsui commerce. You speak about a case which is both majority and frequent. Not only is there more blood in the Makor, but blood commonly flows from the Makor to the Prozor, but not from the Aliyah. Rova Matsui Leko Manda Amar Karov. In a case where both Rova and frequency oppose Karov, no one says to follow Karov. So the huge sculpture of a glass pitcher of blood titled When Rova Matsui, No One Says Karov, placed right next to a sycamore tree that was planted 50 amos from the city in order to beautify the city, which reminds us the next Mishnah states, Marchikin es ha'ilo min ha'ir esim v'chamish ama. One must distance a tree 25 amos from a city. A carob or sycamore tree, which have many branches, must be distanced 50 amos. Shul says all barren trees must be distanced 50 amos. Who explains the reason for the Mishnah's law, Mishum Noya'ir, for the city's beautiful beautification. A space of open land enhances the city's beauty. So the huge sculpture of a glass pitcher of blood titled Wanrobu Matsui, known as Karov, placed right next to a sycamore tree that was planted 50 yamas from the city in order to beautify the city, was bought by a tree owner who was compensated when his tree was cut down since his tree preceded the city, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the city preceded the tree, it's cut down and the owner of the tree is not compensated. However, if the tree preceded the city, kotseitz v'nosen damim, he must cut it down and the city pays compensation since it was planted legally. Daf Chaf Hei, so the Simmer Daf Chaf Hei is the 25th silver anniversary. So here goes. The 25th silver anniversary dinner. 25th silver anniversary? That must mean we're on Daf Chaf Hei. The 25th silver anniversary dinner that was held so the husband and wife could watch the sun bow towards the west, where the Shekhinah always rests, which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva describes the west as Tadira, constant. The Gemara explains it means Tadira b'Shekhinah, constant regarding the presence of the Shekhinah, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Bo menachas k'tovah l'avoseinu, come, let us show gratitude to our forefathers, Shehodia makom tefillah, who informed us of the direction of prayers. The Pasuk says, Utzvah shamayim l'cham mishtachavim, and the heavenly legions bow to you, meaning the sun, moon, and stars bow towards the west. Rabbi Shai holds, Shekhinah b'kol makom, the Shekhinah is everywhere. So the 25th silver anniversary dinner that was held so the husband and wife could watch the sun bow towards the west, where the Shekhinah always rests, and was set on a new golden table on the north side of the yard in the direction the wealthy husband always davened, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak said, HaRotzeh Sheyachkim Yadrim, one who wants to become wise should face south when he davens, V'sheyashir Yatzpin, and if he wants to become wealthy, he should face north. He gives the symmetry, remember the directions, in the base of Migdash, the Shulchan, which held the Lechem Abanim, symbolizing sustenance, was on the north side of the Heichal, and the menorah, symbolizing Torah wisdom, was on the south side. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said, Lo'om Yadrim, one should always face south, because by becoming wise, he will also become wealthy. So the 25th silver anniversary dinner that was held, so the husband and wife could watch the sun bow towards the west, where the Shekhinah always rests, and was set on a new golden table on the north side of the yard, in the direction the wealthy husband always davened, turned into a disaster when the wall of the yard collapsed from the vibrations of the sesame seed pressers, who according to all opinions should have worked further away, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi holds one may plant a tree near a neighbor's pit, but agrees, Begudi Dei, regarding his arrows, where the damage is direct, that the mazik must distance himself. Therefore, Rav Ashi required sesame seed pressers to move because the vibrations from the pressing caused someone's mansion to tremble. Daf Chavav, so the seventh Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The barbarian soldiers during a military coup, that must be more on Daf Chavav. The barbarian soldiers during a military coup were beating their flax and didn't realize that the windblown chaff was harming their enemies, which reminds us, when the household barbarian would beat their flax, the rocks of the chaff would fly off and harm people. Ravina ruled they do not need to move away because the law of Giri Delay is only the Ka'azim Makocho, where the damaging item moves through his force, whereas this chaff, Ziku de Kamamtile, it's the wind which carries it until it damages and it's not the responsibility. Marba Ravashi asks, how is this different from Zora winnowing on Shabbos with the wind's assistance, who's liable? Maramer held it is similar to winnowing on Shabbos and would require the flax beaters to move. Rashi explains that Ravina can reject the comparison to Shabbos, which is liable for Malachas Masheves, purpose of labor, and liable even in harnessing an outside force. So the barbarian soldiers during a military coup were beating their flax and didn't realize that the windblown chaff was harming their enemies, while others were making a fire using wood from the roots of a tree that extended into their pit, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that if roots of one's tree extend into a neighbor's property, he may dig 3 tefachim down and remove any roots so they should not block the plow, and if he digs a pit, he may cut the roots downwards as far as he needs, but eitzim shelo, and the wood is his. So the barbarian soldiers during a military coup were beating their flax and didn't realize that the windblown chaff was harming their enemies, while others were making a fire using wood from the roots of a tree that extended into their pit and were guarding the robber tree planted within 60 namas of a neighbor's boundary, which was putter from Bikurim, which reminds us, Ula said, Ilan Asamacha Meitzu Batok Sheshes Riyama, a tree which is within 16 amas of the boundary, Gazlanu, it's a robber by drawing nourishment from the neighboring field, Ve'in Mavin Mimena Bikurim, and therefore one does not bring Bikurim from its fruits. Rashi explains that because the Torah commanded to bring Bikurim from fruit, which you should bring from your land, so fruit which drew nourishment from another person's land is exempt. However, Ravin quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that whether a tree is planted near a boundary or its branches extend over a neighbor's property, one brings Bikurim from its fruit and recites the Bikurim Psukim, Shalmanaskan Hincho Yeshua Yisrael as arts, for it was on this condition of allowing this practice that Yehoshua apportioned Eretz Yisrael to Israel. Daf Chav Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The boy blowing his kazoo, kazoo, that must mean we're on Daf Chav Zayin. The boy blowing his kazoo and circling a tree at a distance of 16 amos, which was as far as the roots can nourish, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how we derive that a tree derives its nourishment within 16 amos from three trees in a besa. So the boy blowing his kazoo and circling a tree at a distance of 16 amos, which was as far as the roots can nourish, chose this tree because it was half in Eretz Yisrael and half in Chutz Arts, so that its fruits were tevel and non-tevel, mixed together, which reminds us, the Braisa teaches that if a tree is partly growing in Eretz Yisrael and partly outside, Rebbe says, tevel v'chun l'ravin zebezet, the fruit is considered tevel and non-tevel mixed together because produce grown outside Eretz Yisrael is exempt from truma. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, hagadol b'chiyuv chayev, the fruit growing in the obligated side is obligated in truma, hagadol b'pater pater, and the fruit growing on the exempt side is exempt. So the boy blowing his kazoo and circling a tree at a distance of 16 amos, which was as far as the roots can nourish, chose this tree because it was half in Eretz Yisrael and half in Chutz Laaretz, so that its fruits were tevel and non-tevel, mixed together, and because its branches hanging over Rishus Rabbim were cut down, so that his friends playing their kazoos on a camel could pass by underneath. Which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Ilan Shu Notel Rishus Rabbim, if a tree extends over a Rishus Rabbim, Kotzes Kadeshi Yagamo over Barachwa, one may cut off enough of its branches to allow a camel and its rider to pass underneath. Yudah says, as the Gemara will explain, that a smaller space for a camel laden with flax or twigs is sufficient because a rider can bend over. Rabbi Shimon says, the trees are cut along a plumb line so a branch will not spread tuma through ohel. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do you discuss when the owner of a tree which is cut down receives compensation? That's on daf Chaf Dalet. Good. Number two, which daf do you discuss where to cut tree branches which extend into rishus of rabbim? That's on daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number three, which daf do machok is whether the shechina rests in the west or is everywhere? That's on daf Chavhei. Good. Number four, which stuff do you want a chazaka property is established by using it unchallenged for 3 years from day to day? That's on daf Chavches. Good. Number five, which stuff we have a case of blood letters causing crows to dirty Rav Yosef's dates and we learn ain't chazaka nizakin? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number six, which stuff do you want that the Hochei Usha would agree to a chazaka of a spasta in 3 months? That's on daf Chav Ches. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn the Ravashi required sesame seed pressers to move because the vibrations from their pressing caused someone's mansion to tremble? That's on daf Chav Hei. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn that the Hochei Usha derived Cheska Shalosh Shanim from Shor Muad? That's on daf Chav Ches. Good. Number nine, which daf do we discuss Rov Vakarov and the case of a hopping bird? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 10, which stuff do we learn that one must distance a ladder Dalet Amos from a neighbor's Shobach, his dove coat? That's on daf Chav Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is everybody. Ram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.